Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
And we're off.
We're rockers.
Welcome to the TagCast number 509. I'm creating town and I'm going to call it Friday Town.
Friday Town?
It is Friday
Town.
And I am Gatch.
Gutch.
And Dutch. That is Terry.
Tile. Terry Tile. Hey, stick. Put the clutch in. Push the clutch in. We're shifting gears.
All right.
This is some clutch from their latest album, Earth Rocker.
Uh-huh.
My name is Terry Tile. And this is a TagCast podcast.
Is Jaden still listening?
He doesn't listen regularly, but every once in a while I'll find him listening somehow. I don't know how he does it, but if you're listening, buddy, hey, little buddy, how's it going?
Yeah.
How's my favorite little buddy doing? He went to go play with his friends. He's got some new friends that are some kids of some friends of ours, and that's his new thing. I want to go see my friends. Like, that's cool. You got some friends. And then a kid was riding his bike down the street. We're playing on the porch, and he's like, hey, look at that boy. He goes, that's my friend. I said, well, that's cool. You can be friends with everybody, but you've never met that guy before. He's like 6 years older than you, so you better not be hanging out with him.
Yeah.
He was like 9.
Yeah.
That's way too old to be hanging out with.
That is.
Sybil solo there. A hi-hat solo going on.
I want to get one of those rock salt guns for flies.
Ooh, for flies.
You seen those?
Uh-uh.
Maybe it's like a little super soaker, but it shoots rock salt. Dude. Just like a shotgun.
The rock must be really small.
No, like rock salt.
Yeah.
Like actual salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like one grain?
No, it shoots it like a shotgun.
Oh, a bunch of them?
Yeah, but it, like in a little pattern, and like right here, I could get that fly that's probably about 3 feet from me, and then he wouldn't be splattered or smashed, he'd be dead. I could easily pick him up and dispose of him.
You're going to say I could eat him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could, because he'd be salted.
That's what I thought. Salted flies are the best.
Yeah.
You just dip them in chocolate, and you got that little, like, chocolate-flavored nut taste.
Certainly.
You like chocolate-flavored nuts? That's a loaded question. Don't go there.
No.
I don't like nuts in my mouth. Only on Friday, though, and it is Friday.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday Town, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're ready to party. It's hot outside. It's like 85 today. Well, unless you're listening at like 3 in the morning, which is when we're recording this.
I remember there were some nights, you know, it used to. I haven't been there in a while, but some nights it gets pretty warm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was been muggy the last weekend. It was Muggy City. We were sweating our arses off.
Yeah, I was going to give me some coffee.
Yeah, in a mug.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow on Saturday. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a hot time in the old town. I know the speakeasy gets warm downstairs. So, we'll be sweating to the oldies down there tomorrow night.
Right on.
Come down and rock with us.
And Richard Simmons.
That's right. Richard and Gene, illegitimate brothers and sisters.
Hey, yeah.
So what else has been going on this week? Anything?
No.
We'll be covering all of our normal fodder today. We'll have some crazy Floridians, some celebrity birthdays.
I got some crazy laws.
Celebrity deaths. I know there was a couple of those that I'd like to get to. I can't remember right now, but you'll bring up your list later.
Yeah.
We'll get to Hans's CD player. We'll have plugs after the show. This is your normal old TagCast podcast. Thanks for joining us. No guests today, but Monday, stick around. Over the weekend, don't go anywhere and come back Well, if you go somewhere, I guess you couldn't come back if you didn't go anywhere. But anyway, Monday we'll have Will Woodruff on the show.
Yeah.
A local comedian. He's been doing it about 8 years.
Fun episode.
Yeah, we laughed a lot. He's a funny guy. And he's a fun guy.
Yeah.
He's a big mushroom.
And another guy, I think I blew their minds a couple of times.
Who, Boomer?
All of those guys.
Yeah.
I got a great response to my stirred around joke.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
So in case you guys didn't hear, it's if it hasn't came out yet, if it's yellow, keep it mellow. If it's brown, just stir it around.
Yeah, if and it's brown, like, stir it around.
What?
Well, the thing was, yeah, because I gave it to him slow initially. I said, if it's yellow, hey, man, it's mellow. If it's brown... And then you cut. They were finishing it for me.
Right.
They were like, I heard it.
Flush
and I'm like,
it down.
No.
Yeah.
No, I said, stir it around.
That's right.
Bam.
Stir it around.
Uh-huh.
Stir it around.
Stir it up. Dude, that'd
down.
Be a great rap song. Just that whole.
Jump
little,
around.
Yeah.
Jump
just
around.
Just the whole little thing. Yeah.
Stir
if it's
it
brown, stir it around, stir it around. If it's brown, stir it around, stir it around.
If it's mellow, keep it yellow. If it's brown, stir it around.
Stir it around. Dude, that's awesome.
I've been trying to talk like Donald Duck for my. And I can talk like him, but I can't pronounce words.
Yeah.
And then he tries to do it, and he's like...
Yeah. Oh, man.
How do you say words? Can you do Donald Duck?
It's been so long since I've watched him. I'm just barking like a chicken. I don't know anything that he says. It's been a long time since I watched some Donald Duck.
We watched the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, really?
MICKEY.
Which ones did you watch?
Oh, we watch them all.
Who was on there? What era?
Oh, no, it's a cartoon. It's the new Disney Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Not the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It has all of them, you know. It has Goofy. He likes Goofy.
I was a big fan of Goofy. They got like... man, I used to love watching the videos of just like Goofy Sports. You ever seen that one?
I think so.
Where he'd do like water skiing and then everything would end up Goofy. He would do regular skiing and be Goofy, and he'd do weightlifting, you know, just...
Yeah.
They had tons of those movies, man. I remember enjoying those as a youngin'.
Yep. Goofy's pretty cool.
Yeah. How's the Godzilla phase going? Is that still riding strong?
He'll still come back to it, and I found out that I think when he always used to say, I want to watch Up from the Depths, which is the first words to the song of Godzilla, Up from the Depths, 30 stories high. So he just called Up from the Depths. But then I realized that that was his way of saying he wanted to watch Netflix on the Wii.
Oh.
It's like, Up from the Depths. And then I turn it on, he's like, okay, I want to watch Mario Brothers, or I want to watch Power Rangers, or whatever. But now, he knows what Netflix for kids.
Uh-huh.
Because when it comes up on the Wii, it'll say regular Netflix or Netflix for kids.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, Netflix for kids.
He's probably got some logo on the kids thing that's multicolored, right?
It's got like Sonic and like Batman. It's got like three little characters from three of the things. But then sometimes, I guess, because, you know, kids like to be grown up. He's like, I want to watch regular Netflix. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's just that Netflix for kids just doesn't have any of the grown-up movies, but he still goes to the kids stuff. Like, I want to watch regular Netflix, and then he'll go down to recently watched. And now, since he watches a lot of Netflix, they're always telling me that I should be watching, like, the Powerpuff Girls or whatever.
It says
like,
you'll...
It says, because you watch Rocco's Modern Life, you might enjoy whatever, or...
Well, that'd be like Ren and Stimpy, man.
Exactly.
Rocco's Modern Life is great.
Yeah, he ends up watching something because he'll see the picture, and then it'll be something that he doesn't really get. So then he'll go... He'll watch it, though. He's pretty persistent as far as, like, trying
that
to get something.
That is more of an adult one.
Yeah,
not that I don't think there's anything shady, but it's,
he's
you know, it's
three.
kind of deeper storylines.
Yeah.
I have a lot of jokes for the pop culture-ish.
Yeah, and for the parents that are having to watch with their kids.
They had a great Soylent Green episode on Rocco's Modern Life where they had a restaurant called something chicken, like the Funky Chicken or something. And they would run out of there going, the funky chicken is made of people. And yeah, it was a great episode. Chicken. I don't think it was something like that. It was Chunky Chicken or... Yeah, it wasn't quite as an adult as Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, that's pretty adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do push the envelope a bit.
Going back and watching some of those, yeah, you realize
how. You never realized as a kid what they were saying.
Yeah.
It was like, and whoa, they're gay?
Is that what was going on there?
Oh, I don't know. They talked about Ren being a bottom and different stuff on. Yeah, I don't know. And then some people said, you didn't know that? Dude, go back and watch. They're lovers.
But I don't know. A lot of cartoons, you know, you could go Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, you know.
Totally.
You could say one was a bottom there.
She was just, Roadrunner, if it was a she was just being a tease.
Yeah.
Or was he a boy?
Wile E.?
No.
The Roadrunner?
Yeah.
I always thought they were two dudes.
Yeah. You didn't think that they were a bird and a wolf?
Well, no, I gotcha. Thought their gender was male.
Though. I just thought they were both guys.
Maybe, another one. I loved that one as a kid too.
Yeah, he came up with some very ingenuitive ways on, but he always fucked it up.
Yeah, I always wanted to get an Acme catalog after that. You know,
do they actually sell Acme products, or is that?
I think
fake?
Well, there's a lot of like the T-shirts. I go to Acme Prints.
Yeah. I wonder what the original Acme was.
I don't know.
Acme products.
Maybe.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. It probably stands for something.
American Metal Company Extravaganza.
All right, yeah.
That's a band name right there. American Metal Company Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
We play metal and we're a corporation. Don't fuck with us. We'll kill you.
That's the song right there.
And
throw some yeah, yeah, yeahs in on the chorus.
Well, a couple no-nos to balance it out.
Yeah.
No, no, yeah.
You got to have the balance.
Now. Well, I'll get to this crazy Floridian story because I thought I had more, but I think we already did one a couple weeks ago. But this is in Pompano Beach, Florida. A 20-year-old woman busted for a second DUI. Wasn't wearing any pants at the time of her arrest. I would call that pantsless comedy. Of sorts. Their arrest report said that Natalie Delgado of Pompano Beach wasn't wearing pants early Wednesday when she was pulled over on Interstate 595 and arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Judge John Hurley set bond for Delgado, who was previously arrested on DUI charges, and he said, "You've been arrested for DUI twice now. Clearly you didn't learn from that. And now you're out drinking tequila and driving and not wearing pants? The court is very concerned, ma'am. You're out of control. Ma'am, when you're arrested for DUI and you're not wearing pants, there sometimes is a connection between unusual behavior and the level of intoxication." This judge is getting, like, busting some science on her ass.
Uh-huh.
The court
dropping
believes
science.
You're a danger not only to yourself, but everyone else in the community. You're not even supposed to be drinking. But it's a short story, but I just thought it was funny that she, I wonder if she had underwear on.
I don't know.
Because
maybe she was just taking a midnight masturbation stroll.
Well, I know that it gets pretty warm and muggy down there in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just gets muggy down there, right?
Yeah, she might have had a muggy southern
just get a breeze. Maybe she just wanted to feel a breeze.
Feel a breeze.
Yeah. I heard there was a recently... I didn't really read the story, but I saw the headline of a guy who got busted for he got pulled over and he offered the cop a beer.
Oh, yeah. That always helps.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I get off in 10 minutes, so what the fuck? Let's have a beer.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a warning and maybe we'll meet up at the bar tomorrow.
I'll have a beer and then I'll drive you.
And then I'll arrest you for giving a police officer. Now, I was wanting to mention this, but I can't remember because I smoke a lot of weed and we talk about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Did I ever talk about a story about a deer that liked Doritos?
No, I don't think so.
Florida deer are as weird as the fucking Florida people. Florida's in Big Pine Key, Florida, a deer was happy to have these deputies help it as it stood on the side of the road with its head stuck in an empty Doritos bag. Deer in the Florida Keys are normally skittish, but the deputies said this particular animal seemed to be waiting for a helping hand as it stood along No Name Road in Monroe County, which is a stupid name for a road.
You know what the deer said when they took the bag off? He said, "Hey, get your own bag."
Yeah, Jay Leno. He said, yeah. "I'm Jay Leno."
he got his chin stuck in the bag.
Yeah. So, yeah, the deputy stated the obvious and said, "I think it wanted that bag off of its head." You think? Gordon snapped a cell phone photo of the deer wearing the Doritos bag and then removed the bag.
That's fucking hilarious.
And you'd think that PETA would get pissed about that. Why didn't you just take the bag off? Yeah. Why'd you let him suffer for an extra 5 seconds?
Awesome, though. What does he look like?
The deer scampered away into the darkened woods.
Sure.
And the paper there
and
said...
He probably had like an orange head at that point, right?
Right. And the key deer are a federally protected cousin of the white-tailed deer normally, mm-hmm. and they subsist on leaves and berries. But they deduced that the discarded bag was too good for the deer to pass up.
Oh, I'm sure.
It wanted that last chip.
Well.
And then it got its head stuck.
There's a lot of salt in there.
Yeah.
And deer like the salt.
I heard a funny story.
And so he's probably, sticking his tongue down in those very bottom corners, you know.
Yeah, and then it just wouldn't come off.
Mm-hmm.
See old Kyle Kinane, a comedian from L.A. now. He's pretty popular. He's got a Comedy Central thing. And he has a funny story about being drunk at his house when he lived out by Chicago.
Isn't it Kanani?
I think it's Kanane, but you could say Kainana. Kanani. Hi, I'm Kyle Kanani. I am from Africa.
It'd be Kylie, right?
Kylie Kanani. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his evil twin.
Yeah.
But he has a story where he was doing something late at night outside, maybe walking to the store to get some beer, and he was already drunk, and there was a possum with his head caught in a mayonnaise jar. And he felt bad for it. Now, I can't remember the end of the story.
I would never feel sorry for a possum.
No?
Not even if I was the one bashing its head in with a bat.
My uncle had an experience with a possum recently. And
was it a ghost?
No, but it played dead for like 6 hours. He thought it was dead. And so he was just going to wait. And then it was like all weirded out. Like, I know they're supposed to be nocturnal, so maybe if they're like a vampire in the daytime, they're like weak and shit.
Those things are Satan, dude.
They walk all weird and like they twist their body like they're some kind of serpentine fucking. And then they're like.
They spawn from the zit juice of Satan.
Whoa.
That dude, they're pure evil.
Wow. I didn't know that you had such a dislike of possums. I mean, do you prefer a possum or an opossum?
A possum.
What's the difference in an opossum and a possum?
Ooh.
Opossum has just been around a long time. Look at that old possum.
Yep.
He's old. He's old possum.
Yeah. I think...
What about nutrias or weasels? Do you like those better?
I haven't occurred across too many nutrias or weasels, really. Possums are more common around here, right?
Yeah, we saw a couple deer out by my dad's house the other day.
Sure, I like deer.
It's pretty cool.
I've shot a few, and then
that's funny because our little godson, he says, "Hey, there's a deer." He's like, "We shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
We get the gun and shoot him, and then we eat him." We're like, "Yeah, that's what some people do, but we're not going to shoot that one because that's a doe, and we'll get arrested." No, we just said that's going to be a mommy someday, so we want to let her. He's like. But it tastes good. Yeah. Meat does taste good, boy. You know.
It does, and venison.
You know what you're talking about.
I like me some venison.
So we don't do this every day, but I've been touching on these. They're kind of funny and stupid. I want to know who makes them up. Today is National Paul Bunyan Day.
Ah, I was thinking the other day. That's funny because I was thinking of a nice alternate name.
And for Friday?
Paul Bunyan would be Paul Onion.
Oh, it's National Paul Onion Day.
Yeah, there's a comedian name for you right there, Paul Onion.
Or Tall Onion.
Tall Onion. There's a band name right there.
Yeah, he's super tall and he'll make you cry if you cut him.
Yeah.
I'm Lil Onion. I'm a rapper from the east side. They call me Lil Onion because I'll make you cry if you cut me, bitch.
Little Onion.
I almost watched the Snoop Lion documentary. It's on Netflix now, but I didn't.
Snoop Lion?
Snoop Lion.
It's not just his dog years, but it's how he transformed?
Yeah, it's his trip to... It's a documentary about his transformation. Hmm. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm pretty sure they are lion.
Hey-o.
Quit tigering to me.
Do you have any birthdays?
Yeah, I got a few celebrities and a couple good friends, actually, for today, right. Friday, June 28th. Today, funny guy, older than I thought, but shit, he's been doing this shit forever. Mel Brooks, pioneer. He's a pioneer in the comedy.
Pioneer?
I think so.
All right,
he's
pioneer.
He's got pine in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wooden ear. No, because, you know, he pushed the envelope back in Blazing Saddles. Mm-hmm. He was in Spaceballs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mel Brooks, awesome.
Yeah,
his brother was funny, too. Albert Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do movies for Saturday Night Live. But anyway, yeah. How old do you think Mel is?
Well, Mel Brooks, too, a classic comedy team with Carl Reiner, the 2,000-year-old man stuff. Have you ever listened to any of that stuff?
I haven't, but I know about it.
It's way fucking old, man. It's...
It's old man.
It's old man.
It's like an opossum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, fucking Mel Brooks is an old man, too.
I know, 86.
Wow, you almost said 9, and then you said 6. 87.
Wow.
Born in 1926. So he's, you know, he was, when he was 20, it was 1946. So
that's crazy.
That is crazy. That's when he was probably starting his career or earlier.
He was like 35. Beatles are coming around. He's like, I'm whippersnappers.
What is this crap these kids listen to these days? Mm-hmm. Also, one of my favorite, not actresses, but she had a great role in a Stephen King movie that I love called Misery. Kathy Bates. Also, she's been in The Office recently. You know, what else was she in? Fried Green Tomatoes, which is a stupid movie, but she, you know, Kathy Bates.
Uh-huh.
Misery.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She was also naked in that movie about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, with Jack Nicholson, huh?
Uh-huh. Wasn't it with Terry Bradshaw, too?
Maybe I didn't watch it because I got scared. Somebody told me that there's
full, no, I didn't watch
full
it.
Frontal
I just remember
misery.
Seeing like a Terry...
They told
Terry
me,
Bradshaw getting quite a bit of shit about being in it.
They told me there was full frontal misery, and so I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't watch it.
Man.
Yeah, it was
that
bad.
Is awesome.
So how old do you think she is? You got from her roles recently in The Office, she looks like an elder 66. Lady.
66.
65. You're on fire today.
Damn.
And then also, I like this guy's show. I didn't really know about him. I didn't know he was this old, a professional skateboarder and video clip guy, Rob Dyrdek, Friends of the Athearchist. It's his birthday today.
39.
Dude, you right on the money. He's 39.
Wow.
You're crazy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then two of my good friends actually got to see this dude just last week after years of not seeing him, old Derek Terrell.
All right.
Back in the area. He's living up in Portland now. He's back from Alaska. Got a big old mountain man beard.
43.
He's 40 today.
Ah, nice.
So I think he's older.
I knew I was shooting older than he actually was.
Yeah.
After I said that, I was like,
he might be 41, but I'm pretty sure he's 40. I didn't have any Facebook. He doesn't have a Facebook for me to verify it, but I know that he was a freshman when Pat was a senior, so I'm figuring he's about 4 years younger than us. So he'd be turning 40 this year. Just going to say you're 40, dude. If you're 39, I'm sorry. You're 40. And then another old friend that I hadn't seen in years, what I recently seen, too. Strange that they both have the birthdays on the same day. My ex and Pat Wambacher's ex. So Derek Terrell is Pat Wambacher's ex-roommate.
Uh-huh.
Dana Wenzel, now Dana Link, his former girlfriend, my former girlfriend, and she shares the name with my current wife, which I only know two people named Dana.
Mm-hmm.
So Dana Link, I think she's probably listening to us either in Spokane or South Dakota,
because
she bops back and forth between those two places, which is fucking weird. But
I'm going to guess 21.
Dude, she was my girlfriend.
Well, you said she might be listening.
Yeah, but she was... Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice.
And she is a breast cancer survivor as well.
Oh, congratulations.
She had a double mastectomy, and she's got nice big fake boobs.
Nice.
I was going to ask her to show them to me, but my wife was right there. I was going to say, I want to see your boobs now to see if they compare to your awesome 16-year-old boobs that you had when I was dating you when I was 22, which we mentioned on Monday's episode with Patrick Thomas Perkins, where he asked if you'd ever had like a fear boner when you were scared having sex. And the only time I got scared was when I was 23 fucking a 16-year-old. That's scary shit.
Yep.
Even 20 years ago. So happy birthday to Dana and Derek. I remember some significant thing happened when I was going out with Dana back in like 1992 on her birthday.
Bill Clinton playing the sax on Arsenio Hall.
That day?
No, that probably would have been 91. Yeah, that was 91.
No, I mean, it was significant. Like, we kind of broke up and swapped partners.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to do with Derek, too, so it was fucking weird.
Hmm.
It's like we were going to practice or something, and they said, well, maybe LaRue should sit in the front, and I'll sit in the back with Derek. And then the next thing I know, they were making out. And then, like, me and LaRue were fucking around, and then went to the country fair the next day, and LaRue was staying with Dana, and I went to pick them both up, and they were like, this is awkward. Who sits in the middle? It's like, you guys choose, because, like, I was just in both of you within the last 48 hours, so.
Hey-o.
Don't do that, kids. That's bad for you. I have friends that go to jail for that shit nowadays.
Yeah. I got some celebrity deaths.
I heard one that caught my eye, but it's lost. It's out of my brain, though.
I think I'm just realizing what a song lyric is, but I'm not sure.
A song lyric is a succession of words. Oh, sorry.
All right, so I'm going to see if you know what this guy's big hit, Slim Whitman.
Oh, yeah. 90 he was when he died just the other day.
What's that song?
Vaya con Dios, my darling.
Is that Indian Love Call?
What does Vaya con Dios mean? No, I don't know. No, it's a... The song I know that I remember from the late night Get This Slim Whitman album for $9.99 plus shipping was Vaya con Dios.
What's that song? Indian Love Call. That's not the song.
No, that's Heard It in a Love Song.
Oh, there it is.
That was close. Heard an Indian Love Song.
Why does he want to hurt someone?
He's Slimmy.
He said hurt it in a love. He's going to.
I hurt you with a love song. Yeah. Because it's about loving someone else. Mm-hmm. She hurt me with the love song. Someone else died, though, besides Slim.
Gandalf.
The guy who played Gandalf?
No, James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got a bit part in that Burt Wonderstone. Did you see that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like it shows them when they're first performing 30 years later after they grow up. Buscemi and Steve Carell. And they're like, and then the cloud starts clapping, and then it pans to the crowd, and it's just like total spotty crowd. It's not even. And then it cuts to James Gandolfini, and he says, "Your crowds are, or your turnouts are shitty," or something like that. But I had to rewind it and pause it to make sure it was him because he'd gained a little bit of weight, but I recognized his voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gandolfini.
Wow.
But no, someone else died between Gandalf and
Little Snoop.
Oh yeah, Little Snoop got gunned down mm-hmm. south.
He was 17.
But it's S-N-U-P-E, right?
Yeah.
Snoop, maybe it's a little Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. Give a shout out to Bobby Blue Bland, influential blues singer, often referred to as the Sinatra of blues.
Well, at
27
well.
Top 10 and 3 number 1 songs. Can you name one of them?
I don't know Bobby Blue Bland. His music was pretty good.
I don't know any either.
But it was always pretty bland.
Hey-o.
Hi-o.
Gary David Goldberg created Family Ties.
Oh, man. And were just talking.
City, Brooklyn Bridge, Dad, Bye Bye Love, and Must Love Dogs.
We were just talking about, we were just in the house where Skippy stayed on the couch.
That is true.
Yep, this
weekend. And I kept wanting to make a joke about Jif.
Yeah. Jif is our friend Joshua Isaac Finch from Exiled in Eugene. He's known as Jif once in a while. Uh-huh. So I wonder if Jif opened for Skippy, if that would just be a fucking big peanut butter party.
It would be.
Jif.
Richard Matheson.
No, that's not, I don't know.
Hugely influential writer in science and horror.
Someone else died that I might have had a premonition.
Shrinking Man. I Am Legend, he wrote.
Love Will Smith.
Hell House, A Stir of Echoes.
Ooh, that was actually
he also
good.
Wrote
like
a
that.
Number of episodes of The Twilight Zone.
So he's like 1 degree from Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Stir of Echoes. I actually like that. And Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite of Kevin Bacon's movies. Also, Sleepers was pretty good.
Yeah, and that's
Kevin
all Bacon. The dead celebrities
are
I
you
have.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Unless... Someone's missing or else they're going to die tomorrow, and I'm going to say that's who it was.
Ah,
that's
was it
fucking
Vince
weird.
Plan?
That was Ben Stiller. Died tomorrow.
Might have been earlier than what I have in here. In
today's
my
celebrity death predictions. Still going with Cher. And Ben Stiller now, because Ben Stiller will die on the 29th of June.
Why is that?
June. I don't know, because I'm feeling a heavy, like a medium.
Oh, you should.
I'm feeling like a medium, and the spirits that I don't believe in are telling me that Ben Stiller is going to die on Saturday, June 29th, 2040. Oh, wait.
Wow.
That's 27 years from now. This podcast will be...
That's kind of depressing that it's only that short till then.
I know. 2040, there's a big meteor coming. That's the next big thing.
What, it's going to... A pizza's going to come?
Yep. It's meatballs.
I'm not going to wait that long to try it.
Yeah, we should try it before the real one hits.
Dude, I got some crazy laws. I got 25 of them.
Wow. I like...
And these aren't just like crazy laws. We've talked about crazy laws
before.
Like
you can't ride a horse.
These are like crazy, crazy laws.
Like you can't ride a horse past a house at 9 o'clock in the morning in southern Iowa.
Let me give you an example. As an example, I will give you number 25.
All right.
Well, actually, it's page one. I don't think they're listed in any order.
All right.
It is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder in New Jersey.
That's not fair. If you were to wear one, that would not be fair. You're like, I'm going to go kill somebody, but I got a bulletproof vest on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll remember that because I kill people in New Jersey a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And see, that's a double charge then. You're not just dealing with the charge of murder.
Well, I bet that's superior in scope.
You would think so.
Like, no, you're getting 25 to life for the murder, but because of the fact that you were wearing a bulletproof vest, you're getting 3 consecutive life sentences. Mm-hmm. So you got 25 to life plus 3.
Yeah.
That's 75 lives.
That is a lot of lives.
That's not even right, because I don't know how to add very good. But
bingo games can't last more than 5 hours in North Carolina.
What happens if they just shut it down?
I think so.
It'd be cool if they went over just to, like, push the fucking envelope, the bingo envelope.
They should. That would be rabble-rousing.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Yeah. Beer and pretzels cannot be served at the same time in any bar or restaurant in North Dakota.
I wonder if that's just to the same person, or if one person could be enjoying some pretzels while the other is sucking down a beer.
I don't know. Can't be served at the same time.
They must just have, like, pretzel happy hour. Like, we're going to be serving pretzels from 5 to 6, so no beer. You can get whiskey and 4 Loco. No beer.
Here's one I support, because you got to give people breaks once in a while.
One I support.
Mm-hmm. One I support.
What are you talking about?
You may not take a picture of a rabbit during the month of June in Wyoming.
Only in that one month. That's fucking weird, man. I wonder who makes up these weird...
I don't know. Why June?
Huh. Well... Not too sure.
It is illegal in Idaho for a man to give his sweetheart a box of candy weighing more than 50 pounds.
Well, that's kind of ridiculous. Not the law, but if you were to give someone a 50-pound box of candy, you should be arrested.
That is true. All right. It is illegal to have Christmas decorations up after January 14th in Miami.
Well, fucking thank God, because there's people around these neighborhoods that leave them up 7/365.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I wonder if they have a beginning date on that, though, because, I mean, otherwise, couldn't you just say, hey, I'm just putting them up early?
Yeah, I'm putting them up on June 17th. Mm-hmm. Or January 17th, excuse me.
In Connecticut, it is illegal to walk across the street on your hands.
Well, I'm glad. I was just walking on my hands in my dad's yard last week.
Oh, really?
So I could have probably got arrested.
People would have been watching you, seeing if you would have went in the road.
If I went all the way. What if you went halfway across? I'd probably be all right. And, like, my change and my drum key and all my stuff was spilling out of my pockets, but I was just trying to impress a small child.
Uh-huh.
And he thought that it was pretty effing cool. I don't think he'd ever seen anybody walk on his hands before.
Here's one that you would be charged with. You have no control over it ever happening, but you really wouldn't pay. It is illegal in London's House of Parliament to die. inside the building.
Oh, I read something. That's cool. I read somewhere, I won't be able to remember the place, but it's just flat out illegal to die in this one town because all the graves are filled and there's no other cemeteries.
That is crazy.
So what?
How would you know?
Yeah, it's like you got killed. You can't serve time for that. What do your loved ones that have to pay your bills after you're dead also have to serve your time?
Well, they would be sued. They would have to pay the fee. They would
like
have to
a
pay
civil
the fine.
Suit.
Yeah, it would be a civil suit for your fine, I think.
Yeah, I wish I knew. I'd have to look that up. Maybe while you're going through some more of these, I'll figure out where this was, where it is illegal to die. That's a wacky law if I ever heard one. Okay, what else you got?
All right. If flushing the toilet after 10 p.m. where the person lives in an apartment is illegal in Sweden. Can't flush toilets in an apartment.
Well, you know what happens when you flush a toilet in an apartment? Because I was staying down with my wife, with her grandma, and she lives in the downstairs apartment. Every time they flush their toilet, it sounds like the wall is flooding. It's like... It's super... It's like louder than the toilet that's in their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird.
Huh. It's like the old pipes or something. You can just hear them.
Are they
echoing
just,
pipes?
I guess they're just right there in the...
thin walls.
I guess. It's crazy, though.
Maybe it was a ghost.
Ooh, the Tollett ghost. The John Tollett ghost.
In Vermont, women must obtain written permission from their husbands to wear false teeth.
Huh. Weird.
Written permission.
Crazy. Oh, this was an Italian village outside of Naples where it's illegal to die.
That is nuts.
And they have approximately 3,700 people in their little village.
So it's like, I guess you just have to smuggle the body out of town, right? And go, oh, they just died in the Denny's parking lot where
we left
them.
And I guess if they got sick and they're close to dying, you just have to get them out of the village as soon as possible or you're going to prison.
Yeah.
Don't move to Naples when you're sick.
This one would have made me a lawbreaker when I was a kid. In South Carolina, you must be 18 years of age to play pinball.
Wow. I wonder why.
I don't know. It probably was a big source of gambling back in the day, I think.
That could be. Put a quarter in, what do you win?
Hold on. Yeah, not until you got $100 on the line. Putting salt on a railroad track may be punishable by death in Alabama.
Does that make the track slick or something?
I don't know what would happen.
We used to put coins on the tracks, which is way worse.
Yeah. And would you find them?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
How far down the track would they go? Would they ever go anywhere? Or would they just lay on the track?
They'd be on the track, usually.
Huh. After so many...
Sometimes they might fall off and we'd find them like in between the tracks on the wood or on the gravel there. It's pretty crazy. I'm too scared to do it now, but I should try it. I'm an adult.
I had when I lived over by downtown by Ron, there was two derailments.
Whoa.
Behind my house during the 10 years. Two or three.
They go pretty slow down there, though, right?
Yeah. It wasn't a big... There wasn't any, like... houses within falling distance or anything.
Right.
And I don't think anybody got hurt, but yeah, right. It's just old tracks and stuff. I don't know if it was penny related or not.
Penny related.
Arizona.
It's hot.
Donkeys
there.
Cannot sleep in bathtubs.
Oh, man. That'd have to be a big ass tub. That'd have to be a big ass or a little ass.
Mm-hmm.
That'd have to be a little baby donkey. I wonder,
You figure they'd be drinking out of it, right? And I guess maybe sometimes they
would say a bathtub?
Uh-huh.
Now, usually, maybe in the desert it's different, but usually bathtubs are in the house. Now, I've passed through some crazy
maybe, you know, in Arizona, you just might want to take an outdoor bath.
I've passed through to some really little, like, two-trailer towns out in the desert in Nevada when we were driving.
Two-trailer town.
It's a two-trailer town, and we're going to Reno and Vegas, you know, driving on those highways like in the Hunter S. Thompson movie. And, you'll come through a little... gathering of trailers, two or three trailers, and it could be a bathtub outside.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be full of whatever. It could be used wine. For a horse trough. Yeah, I just bathe in wine.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal to bathe a donkey in wine in Brownsville.
It should be.
Yeah.
You should run on that platform.
That's alcohol abuse.
You should run on just a bunch of wacky laws. Just write some wacky laws and run on
mayor.
That platform.
Yeah.
And I bet you'd probably win.
Yeah. Stranger right. things have happened.
California, no vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour.
Wow. So you can go 59.
Mm-hmm. Without a driver.
Maybe that's for the future when they get those cars that drive themselves.
This kind of makes me, you know, you have those dreams and sometimes you don't realize it until something pops it up.
Yeah.
I have this dream of being in the passenger seat while a car is driving, and I'm, like, controlling it from over there.
Oh.
That's weird.
That is weird. I had a weird dream that I woke up from just the other night that it was so, like, I was sleeping on the couch
mm-hmm.
watching, I believe it was Arrested Development, and I had fallen asleep, but I was dreaming that I was on the couch watching Arrested Development. And then all of a sudden, my fucking legs, which now that I think about it, I must have had two legs or I must have been sleeping with my leg on, were like being pulled. I was like hanging from the ceiling, like not from the ceiling, but like, oh, it must have been a ghost.
Dude, you're giving me chills, dude. Was it like an out-of-body experience?
No. Well, now that I think about it, maybe, because then I woke up and I was like, it was one of those ones where once I was hanging up from near the ceiling, I knew that I had to be dreaming, because, mm-hmm. I guess because I don't believe in ghosts. But I didn't even think of that until just now, that it could have been some kind of a ghostly entity in my dream that was, like, I didn't feel anyone grab my feet, but my feet started going up, and then I was like, going, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was trying to get down and I couldn't. And then when I finally woke myself up, I was just laying on the couch. So that could have been an out-of-body experience.
I've had an experience one time. I was sleeping on a fold-out couch.
Yeah.
And I remember waking up and I was, like, laying on... on my side, and I opened my eyes and I saw the clock, and I said whatever time it was, and then I closed my eyes again, and then it felt like a while, and then but then I felt like being pulled up, and like I was laying on my back, and I just kept yelling help, 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 and then finally I said it out loud and I woke up and I wasn't on my back. I was still laying on my side, and it had only been like 3 minutes.
Whoa.
It was pretty trippy, man, and I actually felt like, I mean, I was floating. You know, it was like, it was weird. I don't know if I was abducted. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of a creepy little kind of a back room of a house kind of a thing. You know, like an extra room.
I have weird dreams sometimes where I can't. Like I'm trapped under the covers and I can't breathe very well, and I'm trying to get out but I can't, but then it's just like always really short, but it's kind of a little recurring thing. But I don't wake up under the covers. Like you'd think if you're having a dream that you can't get out of the covers, you wake up and you'd like got the cover tucked under your head somehow accidentally while you're sleeping, but that's never
the
case.
You wake up and your pillow's gone.
Yeah, I had a dream about a big marshmallow last night. My pillow's cases are gray though, so it was a weird gray marshmallow.
I hope Tristan and Grace didn't do this when they were in Alaska, but in Alaska, waking a sleeping bear for a photo opportunity is strictly forbidden.
Especially during hibernation periods. Yeah. It takes a lot to wake up a hibernating bear.
Yeah, why would you do that anyway?
Well, you know, you see a bear, you know it's not going to happen that often. You're like, dude, I got to get a picture. Could you take my cell phone, dude? Bear, wake up. Wake up. I'd rather take a picture with a sleeping bear because there's less chance that he's going to fucking rip you to shreds.
That is true, huh? Yeah. I took a picture with a tiger once.
You could put your hand around him and like just like pull his eyelids up.
Yeah.
No! He's totally awake. Dude, look, he's looking right at you.
I think I've seen that in some cartoons.
Yeah. If not,
Tom and Jerry. Jerry would always run up to Tom and lift his eyelids when he'd be sleeping.
Weekend at Barry's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dead bear, but you're taking pictures with him, waving to people. You just tase him every once in a while with your 3 million volt bear taser to wake him up. Whoa. Okay, what else you got?
In Connecticut, you can be stopped by the police for biking over 65 miles an hour.
I have went 27.
But wow.
Never 65. No,
that would, I've gone pretty fast. I don't think it was 65, but...
This wasn't even very much downhill either. And, you know, you can get going pretty fast downhill.
I went down, you know, Berlin Road.
Yeah.
When you go up there.
Over in Germany?
Yeah.
Right by when the wall.
Yeah, when you go down onto the Sweet Home side.
Uh-huh.
I rode from the top of the Berlin down into the Sweet Home side on a bike.
Whoa.
That was pretty intense. I was riding with my brakes on about half the time.
Yeah, I would imagine so. What about that hill that comes down, like, right in Lebanon, Ty Valley Road?
Oh, Tyler Hill?
Was it Tyler Hill?
Yeah, the one where, like, right up there by...
like, right where you can turn from Brownsville to go over the hill to Lebanon or go straight to Sodaville. I think you're thinking of a different... I think it's Ty Valley.
I might be talking about...
Ty Valley Road.
I might be thinking of a different road.
So, you know, that area where you come over that little hill and then you can turn left to go into Lebanon or you can go straight to go out to Crowfoot?
Mm-hmm.
And there's that road right to your right. It's not the... And it just... It's when you come down... when you're coming from Lebanon, going out of Lebanon to go to Brownsville, and you come down that hill and you take a right, it's just such a straight, steep hill that every time I see it, I've never even driven on that road, but I've always thought how much of a rush it would be.
That's Tyler Hill.
Maybe it is. But I thought,
yeah,
I,
like the dudes lived over there.
Probably. Maybe, but I'm pretty sure that the road is called Ty Valley Road on the sign, but I might be mistaken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't think the hill is the name of the road.
Oh, okay.
I think that's just the hill.
Maybe that's the tie from Tyler Hill.
Yeah, but I've driven up there, dude, and it's, because coming down, there's no road across it.
Right.
And so,
you can see it, like, cut through the trees, just this straight road, super steep.
In Lebanon, the cross country team runs up that regularly.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. And then they walk down.
Man.
People skateboard down there.
It'd be bad enough
people
riding a bike
down
South Fifth by the Christian school there that comes into Vaughn Lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty steep. I've got pretty.
I wouldn't go down that one on a bike just because there's nothing on the other side of it.
Right. It's a blind hill and there could be a fucking school bus coming
out
there.
Yeah. You wouldn't know. You couldn't time. You know, by the time you rode down it, there could be a car coming.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to drive up there at night because you can see all of Lebanon from the very top.
Yeah. I'm going to drive up there one day.
Yeah.
One of these days.
It's
probably illegal to drive down that hill at night in Lebanon.
It should be. Should be illegal to skateboard down there.
Yeah.
Or do sleds. Sleds would be crazy, like when it snowed.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the first places that gets snow over there in Lebanon.
Yeah, that always gets the first dusting.
Yeah. It is illegal to serve butter substitutes in Wisconsin state prisons.
I can't believe it's not legal.
I know.
Legal. Does legal start with an N? No.
Illegal.
I can't believe it's not legal.
Every word has a silent N at the beginning.
Jaden, godson, puts N's in anything that adds what... that ends with ing. Any word that ends with ing, he adds an in before the ing. So he's like, I'm playing outside, or let's watch cartoons. He'll put an N in there all the time. Like, raining, it's cool because it's raining outside. He says that one right. But playing in outside, I was singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
so he's adding an extra letter to the...
he thinks the suffix is ning, not ing.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it's raining, he just, you know, but it's kind of weird how kids do that.
Yeah.
We got to counting up to 20, and he's like 17, 18, 19, and then I said 20, and he goes 20-teen. 20-teen, okay, that's cool, but we're going to drop the teen just for time purposes, but it's too funny.
Fishing while sitting on a giraffe's neck is forbidden in Illinois.
Do they even have giraffes in Illinois? Somebody shot a leopard in Illinois the other day in their backyard.
Really?
What the fuck's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe they probably had a giraffe and were fishing off of it.
Yeah, they're like...
You'd probably hook it, wouldn't you? Like you're over... You'd have to have a good side release.
And it'd be definitely no fly fishing. Because you'd get the fly caught in his ear or something.
Mm-hmm. And what would be great is if the giraffe would act as your net. So, like,
Yeah.
As it was coming in, you know, you wouldn't have to be that close to it. He could just snap it right out of the water.
Yeah.
And,
have you ever seen two giraffes necking?
Uh-uh.
It's not making out like people call necking. They like, I saw these two giraffes on a video. They were fighting each other,
mm-hmm.
and they were just pounding their necks against each other. Like,
wow.
For those of you who can't see, I'm pounding my forearms together. So they like, they come up to each other and they face off and they're like, I'm a giraffe. And the other one's like, I think they call that
Indian neck wrestling.
Yeah. He goes, I'm a bigger giraffe. I'm going to fucking neck you in the neck. Well, they didn't say that, but they were like, going, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden they just started going, blam, blam. And they were like literally like almost knocking each other over. And so it was funny at first. And then everybody, I think it was one of those video shows. It might have been Ridiculousness, because it was ridiculous. I didn't know that shit happened. It's like you see those sheep out in the field butting heads.
Yeah.
Or one of them will just be headbutting a fucking fence post. Does that help them?
I think it like strengthens their stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Like, I'm fucking cold out here and people think I'm not because I got fucking wool on my back, but it's raining and I'm fucking soaking. I got bugs on my back. I'm fucking headbutting the fence post.
I always say, and you know, people say, don't let the bed bugs bite.
They don't even bite.
I always say, don't let the bed giraffe's neck.
That's right. And don't be fishing off a bed giraffe's neck.
Yeah.
Neck. Giraffe neck. Giraffe neck.
In Louisiana, it is illegal to rob a bank and then shoot at the bank teller with a water pistol.
After you've robbed the bank?
Yeah.
Huh.
You rob them and then you squirt them with a pistol. Illegal.
So isn't robbing a bank illegal?
I think so.
It's just something to give them an extra charge. And don't be putting insult to injury by squirting my teller in the eye with a fucking water gun filled with who knows what.
Sure.
Visine. That'd be funny. Have a water gun full of Visine, just go around shooting people in the eyes. Hey, you got red eyes?
If you missed and got them in the mouth, though, they'd get diarrhea.
Violently ill. That's right. That tetrahydralazine will fuck your shit up.
Yeah. And when was the last time you get a lot of neighbors coming over and asking you to borrow stuff?
Yeah, Visine usually.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you got a couple drops of Visine? My eyes are fucking shot. No, we really don't. I had no cup of sugar neighbors or any of that. Do you guys got an extra P235 15R tire that I could use? No.
Well, in Colorado, next door neighbors may not lend each other vacuum cleaners.
Ah, good, because my neighbor saw me dumping out my vacuum cleaner container of dirt, and I was just afraid that they were going to ask me if they could borrow it. But my vacuum cleaner lives up to that stupid old joke. It fucking sucks. It's a bad vacuum cleaner. It doesn't suck very good. Mm-hmm. And in the same sense, it sucks shit. And
it's hard to find a good vacuum.
Dude,
you got to spend a lot of money to find a good vacuum.
And even when you do spend a little bit more than you want to, within a couple years, it fucking, they just wear out. I don't know what it is.
I won't spend a lot of money for a vacuum unless I know that it just will just suck up all my hair.
Yeah.
And not fucking get tangled where I have to deal with it.
Take the beater bar out and fucking cut all your hair off.
It's I just use a shop vac now, so that's about the best.
Yeah.
But,
all right, how many more of these you got?
About five.
All right.
No one may cross Minnesota state lines with a duck on top of their head.
Well, could they carry it under their arm? You know, I've always got some stupid question, but
sure.
Just makes me think. Could you carry it under your arm? It's like, what did you say, Donald?
Oh, Duckman. That was a Duckman, Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, Duckman, too, had something to do with Frank Zappa. Did he do one of the voices on there, or the music for that show?
Maybe he did the music.
I'm going to look into that, because I just saw something on the Zappocratic Party. It's a Facebook page that posts a lot of cool pictures and different things.
Yeah.
Posted a thing of Duckman, and I'd read somewhere that he had something to do with Duckman right before he passed
away. Duckman was the Jason Alexander, right?
Right, he played Duckman.
Yeah.
But I think Zappa might have done a voice or two on it, or else he did the soundtrack or the music or something.
Huh, that's cool.
Not on your head, though.
It is illegal for a man to buy drinks for more than three people at a time in Las Vegas.
Who's this Amanda chick, and why can't she buy drinks for people?
I don't know.
It's illegal for Amanda to buy drinks? Even if she's 21?
Amen to that.
So more than three people. You can't say, buy the house around.
Well, I think what it is they just don't want you buying three drinks, more than three drinks at a time. one person.
Because there's only one bartender.
Well, no, just because they don't...
For other people? Three drinks for yourself?
Well, you can't buy drinks for more than three people at a time. So if you went up there and said, I need drinks for myself and six other buddies...
And we each need three shots of Jack.
Yeah,
so
and so...
18 shots.
Yeah, and then
and
you just end
beers.
Up pounding them all right there.
And then we drive off.
Yeah. Yeah, because right. It's in a drive-thru.
Yeah, that's cool. Drive-thru.
Now, I was watching Food Network Star the other day. There's a little lead up to this one. And this lady thought it would be brilliant to make donuts. She made them out of donut holes. She made them out of pizza dough.
Mmm. Still dough.
Dude, it was dense.
Was it not good?
I don't think so. Cause
oh, you didn't? It was on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
So did they cover it in sugar or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't even bite into it.
Okay.
See, you know, it's kind of chewy dough rather than, you know, the light, fluffy donut dough. I think it's a different dough. But donut holes may not be sold in Nebraska.
None at all?
None at all.
What do they do with all the holes?
I don't know. Maybe they give them away for free. Maybe they just can't be sold.
Hey, remember Hose Lady?
Yeah.
I just remembered donut holes reminded me of this lady we saw on the streets of Portland on the other day when we went to town. We're standing out in front of the Ash Street Saloon after the comedy show, and I hear this ruckus, and we're standing out there with Scott Von Wall, the local.
There's some rabble-rousing going on.
Oh, man. A chick pulls up on a bike, and she's cool, whatever, and then all of a sudden I hear this getting progressively louder down. We look down. There's this lady. She's got, like, dark smears of dirt on her face. Her clothes are just shabby. She's all skinny.
They were all wet, too, like wet.
Maybe it was hose wet because she had a garden hose over her shoulder about 10
all
feet.
All the water that was in it spilling
10
out.
Feet of length going to this hose spool that's not one that
one
attaches
those,
to your wall, one that
one
sits on the ground.
Plastic, just ones that just houses it.
And it was wrapped around there so shittily off around the side and up around, like you couldn't unroll it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then there was another 5 or 10 feet hanging off the back. And
it was like a 50-foot hose.
Yeah,
easily.
She's got her hose over her shoulder dragging it. She comes up right in front of us, hugs the lamppost, and gives it a kiss.
I didn't see that part.
She kisses the lamppost, and then she said, wait a minute. You're not the lamppost I slept in last night.
That's what I thought she said, but I was like, what do
she was saying some other fucking crazy ass shit before that, but that was the
really
only thing.
It,
so that's
like,
not the lamppost that I slept in last night. And then she kind of looked up at the sky, and then I said, you got a lot of hoes there. And then I made some stupid joke about her having her hose in all area codes. And then we all sat around and tried to figure out where the fuck in downtown Portland she could have found this.
There's no residential area.
No,
either.
No. And Gatch made a joke about her probably dragging across a steel bridge from, from Southeast.
Yeah.
And the girl on the bike said, well, no, it'd be all tore up, you know. And this is fairly tore up from the sidewalks of Portland anyway. And then
I think it had to be from one of the downtown alleys, like in the back of a business or something.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't even think of that. And then she just took off down the sidewalk, and then she got down to the corner of, I think, of Second and Cooch or something like that. And then she, like, looked up again and said some shit up to the sky, and then down the road she went around the corner. And then the girl on the bike started to go in. She's like, oh, is the comedy show over? Like, yeah. She's like, fucking Portland. It was just a surreal little...
Oh, would she come for the... Because she took off right away.
Yeah, she came. Once she found out the comedy show was over, she bailed. But it was just a weird little fucking 5 minutes of Portland fucking beauty.
You know what, though?
What?
I bet it was a ghost.
It was a setup is what it was.
A ghost.
Someone was filming us for a reality show.
It was, what would you do with...
Let's see what these people do when a lady dragging a fucking hose spool that's talking about sleeping inside of a lamppost that she just kissed... What will they do? They'll say, hey, you got
that guy is so cheesy who hosts that show.
Which one's that? What would you
do? What would you do?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever watched it.
It's cheese.
Dick cheese.
Sometimes it's funny.
Yeah.
Like when they put somebody in the in behind a restaurant who's just really rude to the customers or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they're all actors.
Yeah.
It'd be a good acting gig for an extra or something.
Sure.
Maybe what would you do a local show?
Yeah. What would you do?
All right, I got two more. It is illegal to sleep on top of a refrigerator outdoors in Pennsylvania.
Huh. You can do it in your house, though.
You can in your house.
It would have to be a huge refrigerator even to be able to get comfortable enough to sleep on it, you'd think.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Are these in order, or you don't know if that's like the number one crazy law?
No, there's one more.
Okay.
I should be right. Are you good at whistling?
I'm pretty good. All right. If I do say so myself.
Have you ever tried, are you good at swimming?
Pretty good for a one-legged guy.
All right. And have you ever tried to whistle underwater?
No.
Don't do it in Vermont because it is illegal.
Whoa. That's crazy. Why would that be?
I don't know. I wonder, would the bubbles release the sound? Yeah, now try that. Now try that while drinking water.
Never whistle into an almost empty bottle of Mountain Dew.
So, yeah, there are 25 crazy weirdo laws.
That are crazy, and if anybody has any others that'll beat that, send them to us, and maybe we'll talk about them on the next show.
CD player.
We'll find out now, and we'll find out later. I was actually listening to the CD that he's listening to today the other day, but I didn't tell you guys, because I listen to too many CDs every day. But he's listening to Brutal Truth and their first album, Extreme Conditions Demand Extreme Responses.
Nice.
What a great album. It was the tour that I saw them on my birthday with Napalm Death and Morbid Angel and Carcass or something. No, Cathedral and Carcass, not Morbid Angel. It was a great show. It's a great album. You guys should go out there and check it out if you don't know it. It's on Earache Records, and it's been re-released now with a bunch of bonus tracks, which includes the Perpetual Conversion EP, which is where I stole the name from my old band that I'm wearing the shirt today.
Nice.
Yep. And that's that. I think that's all the shit that I got. I do have to pee. You've probably been seeing me over here wiggling around a little bit. But for the beauty of the podcast and us saving dust and some editing, and I've heard it's good for your bladder to actually fill it up once in a while.
Mm-hmm. I hear it's good if you hold it, too. It works your muscles. You can last longer.
Oh, yeah. It's Kegel exercises. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
We would like to thank our sponsors for their Kegel exercising pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Now. Where is that place? It's down on Hill Street, 1705 here in Albany, Oregon. So anybody that's in the Albany area, go get you some pizzas now.
Yeah.
They got some good shit. And Complete Ag Resolutions, you can check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Stick around after the show for plugs. Like I said, this weekend, I'm in Eugene all weekend, so come down and see me sometime.
Yeah.
Also, you can check out terrygal.com.
Watch that show, Who Done It, and tell us what you think of it. I watched the first episode.
Was it good?
It was all right. I'll watch it again.
All right, I'm standing up now.
That's fine.
So I don't pee my pants.
You should just go pee.
I'm going to. I'd like to thank you guys for listening. It's been a wonderful Friday.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. The song?
Then down.
We lost everything, huh?
No, I think we're good. Yeah. I can hear myself. I think you just pulled your headphones out. Yeah. That's what happened. Rock on. And metal.
Hey, all you taggots, listen up. I'm going to tell you what's going on. You're going to go do it, all right? That's just how it is. June 28th, it's a Friday. Me, Terry Guile, will be doing a solo acoustic show at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. That's on 8th. And also playing as Tripwire Project, Milepost, and about three other local acts. It's going to be an all-night show. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an expensive amount. I don't know why it's so much, but it's $10. If you want to go, you can. I encourage you to go. I'll be playing there. June 28th, also, if you're in the Portland area, Friday night, Slayer Tribute Band Live Undead is at the Ash Street Saloon with Cohen and Raptor, 9 p.m. show, $10 at the door, 21 and over. June 30th, it's MDC, a punk band which I opened for one time with a band, me and Dustin, believe it or not. They're playing with Verbal Abuse at the Ash Street Saloon, another $10 show, starts at 8 o'clock, it's 21 and over. And if you're in Eugene that night, that's a Sunday, June 30th, Come down to Sam Bond's Garage. We've got a clean comedy show, Bleepin' Funny, with your hostess, Leanne Joshua. I will be there with Max Brockman and a few other local comedians telling jokes with no F-words. So come out and check that out. July 13th, the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's 30-pound test with In Her Memory and special guests. It's a free show. It's Dave Wilson's birthday bash. So go out to that for Willamette Valley local music scenes party, July 13th. It's a Saturday night. July 18th at the Hawthorne Theater. It's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins, but still Greg Ginn. Black Flag, classic shit. With Good For You and Piggy, Hawthorne Theater, July 18th. Also at Hawthorne, July 20th, it's 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. What else we got here? The first band I ever saw live in my life, Blue Oyster Cult, still touring. They'll be at the Benton County Fairgrounds in Corvallis, August 2nd. Doug Benson's coming to Salem on the 8th of August, the Grand Theater. I think there's only 450 seats in that place, so it probably will sell out. Get your tickets. Check it out online. I've got the Summer Slaughter Tour coming to the Roseland Theater on August 20th with Dillinger Escape Plan, Animals as Leaders, Norma Jean, Cattle Decapitation, and a bunch of other bands that go... so go check that out. Melvins and Honky will be playing at the Wonder Ballroom that night, August 20th. If you're not into whatever that is, metalcore, go see the Melvins. Those guys
Honky's
are kick-ass.
I've seen those guys.
Yeah, Honky's good. August 24th, the day before my birthday, it's Black Sabbath at the Gorge up there in George, Washington. Great to see Black Sabbath back together, putting out an album and doing a tour. August 29th, Gary Newman at the Wow Hall in Eugene. Yeah, he's still doing stuff. That's weird. A couple other metal shows coming soon to Portland in October. We got Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater, October 11th. And 2 days after that, on the 13th, it's Creator and Overkill. So if you need some metal, check out the Hawthorne Theater. They got a bunch of cool metal shows coming up. They also do comedy there. I think Ian Carmel has a show coming up soon there. I don't have the date with me, but... that's what's going on. You guys should go out and do something fun. Don't just sit around the house all the time, because that makes you a loser. If you do sit around, though, make sure you listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Check us out on iTunes. Write us a review. All that good stuff. Thanks for listening, and that's it. See you guys later.